sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Ray, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
The story beyond the story. My name is David John Oates, and I'm filling in for Dr. Truott. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. As you can tell by the accent, I'm Australian. I live in Australia in a town called Adelaide. But I've been doing American radio for 25 years, doing various shows as both the guest and a host. So I've been on both sides of the microphone. I always enjoy being on this side of the microphone because you can have a whole bunch of fun. I'm the founder of a technology called reverse speech, which I will be telling you a lot about. We'll be spending the whole show talking about reverse speech and what it is and how it applies. But a little bit more about myself. I'm 60 years old. I'm a grandfather. Got two gorgeous little grandkids. I'm an active ham radio operator. And if you go to my private site, which is davidoates.com, that's O-A-T-E-S with an E, davidoates.com, you can read a little bit more about me and my ham radio station and some of the other stuff I've gotten involved with. And, of course, my main site is reversespeech.com, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. As I introduce you to the amazing world of reverse speech, we'll look at its many applications and how it's used. So, what is reverse speech? Well, I guess a lot of you have heard about backward masking. That's really where most people's initial experience with reverse speech is, and backward masking is those strange backward messages in rock and roll. If you take rock and roll records backwards, you can hear messages which back in the early to mid 80s, the fundamentalist Christians were on the lecture circuit or preaching circuit, whatever they call it in the Christian circles, and saying that rock and roll is the devil's music, and if you take records, you can run them backwards and hear these extra messages. And of course, the extra messages had to be put there by Satan. I mean, what other explanation was there? At least so they thought, anyway. There's a website you can go to. It gives you a little bit of information about it, and it's just simply backmasking.com, www.batmasking.com, and I'll give you a little bit of background information on batmasking. But let's play you a couple of these backward messages in music, and then we're going to get into the real significance of this. I'm only going to play a couple of examples on music. Here's one from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Let's run this one forwards for you.
It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
Okay, I'm going to run this in reverse. We'll run a little, or two or three different speeds for you, and to see if you can hear him singing, "I Believe in My Cool Woman." And here we go.
I believe in my cool woman. I believe in my cool woman.
Let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. Here we go.
I believe in my cool woman.
You know, I always play a little bit too slow. Let's just speed that up and play it at normal speed, and you'll hear it coming out of the gibberish. Here we go.
I believe in the cool woman.
And you can hear that phrase there, and then it goes into gibberish. So, here's another one on Elvis Presley. Let's run this one.
It's now or never, my love won't wait.
And Russell says, they know I'm sick.
They know I'm sick.
And let's play the whole lot backwards. Here we go. And you can hear it there. It comes up out of the gibberish. And fundamentalist Christians were playing these records backwards and hearing all these messages and said, well, it had to be the devil doing it. Anyway, this is when I got involved in the whole thing. I got involved back in 84. I was running a halfway house for street kids in Australia. I'm a youth pastor by profession, well, youth worker really by profession, and that's sort of how my early years began. And one of the kids came to the halfway house I was running, gave me a tape of an evangelist preaching a sermon. And of course, he was preaching on the evils of rock and roll music and backwards satanic messages. So I went home, and of course, being an electronics buff and a ham radio operator, as I told you, I'm fairly familiar with electronics, and I got a player and started running these records backwards. And lo and behold, I was hearing these backward phrases, and I go, "Oh my gosh, what is this?" It was all very intriguing, and this continued on for a few months, and then I accidentally found an example in the human speech. And I'll play you the very first one I found in human speech. And it's this example here that really got me going and looking into it further. I mean, it's one thing to hear something in music, but suddenly to hear it in speech puts a whole different story to it. So let's run this forwards. This is Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Let me run this in reverse. And he says backwards, man will spacewalk.
Man will spacewalk.
And I'm sure you could hear that amongst the gibberish. And when I heard that, I go, oh my gosh, what on earth is this? Man will spacewalk on Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. Of course, it was a spacewalk, wasn't it? So you have this reversal about spacewalk. So that was actually quite intriguing. And then on the same day, I found another one. And this is on the live commentary of the JFK assassination.
Just a moment, please. Something has happened in the motorcade route. Stand by, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. The president's car is now going past me. The limousine is now traveling at a very high rate of speed.
And I ran this in reverse and heard, he shot bad, hold it, try and look up. So that's the reporter's immediate thoughts. You know what? He's shot bad. Hold it. Stop everything. Try and look up. He's looking around for the gunshots. Got a whole lot more reverse on the JFK assassination, which I can't go into on the show today. But if you want to know the true story behind the JFK assassination, go to JFKAssassinationSolved.com. And that's JFKAssassinationSolved.com if you want to know the inside story. A whole lot more reversals than these ones here. Okay, so I became hooked. And for looking for backward meshes in speech. One thing to find in the music, but speech creates a whole different ball game altogether. And let me play you a couple of other really simple examples, and then I'll get into my theory as to what this is all about and the implications and applications of it. So here's one by Angelina Jolie. And here she is forwards.
I grew up kind of very aware of my own emotions.
Here, see if you can hear this one without me telling you. Okay, I'm going to run it for you at three speeds.
I am very aware.
And it says, I'm very aware. Here it is again.
I am very aware.
And we call this a congruent reversal because she's saying the same thing backwards, basically, as she is forward. So here's the forwards.
I grew up kind of very aware of my own emotions.
Backwards, I'm very aware.
I am very aware.
And we'll run the whole lot backwards for you.
I am very aware.
And you can hear that amongst the gibberish there. Okay, and let's play you another really simple one, and then we'll start getting really serious and start talking about what all this means. And okay, so here's one from 1996. This is Senator Bob Dole resigning from the Senate to run against Bill Clinton as the Republican nominee. And so here he is speaking with great passion about his term in the Senate.
You do not lay claim to the office you hold. It lays claim to you. Your obligation is to bring to it the gifts you can of labor and honesty, and then to depart with grace.
And listening very carefully, what's he saying backwards?
It's an honor.
And if you heard it's an honor, you heard correctly. I'll run it again. It's an honor.
It's an honor.
And let's run the whole lot backwards, and you'll hear it amongst the gibberish.
It's an honor to be able to ask you to speak with those in your...
You hear that right amongst the gibberish there? See?
It's an honor to be able to ask you to speak with those...
Okay, so this is back in 1984 when I started finding all these reversals in speech. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, this is occurring in speech as well. What's going on? Anyway, this is before the days of the internet, and I went down to my local library and started researching through psychology books and linguistic books, trying to find some more information about what this phenomena was. And couldn't find any information anywhere. So I started to research it myself, and I eventually developed a theory to explain it. And I called the theory reverse speech, and how it happened was I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had two words in my brain, and the words were reverse speech. And I went down to my computer, and I wrote out my theory. And this is, when I say computer, this is back in the days of the old Commodore 64s. And my theory basically states that the process of language is twofold, forwards as well as backwards. And that as the human brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's constructing the sounds in such a way that we're saying two things at once, one forwards and one backwards. This is language is bi-level. It's a dual communication process that is automatically constructed by the human brain. So, what's the implications of this? Well, the implications are immense. It means we have a way, well, on the surface level, we have a way to look into the thoughts of the human mind. Because what we are thinking and feeling, both on the conscious as well as the unconscious level, is appearing backwards in the sounds of our speech. All right, let me give you a couple other simple examples of this, okay? And we're just going to run these things. Let me run these things straight. Okay, so here's the four. This is from a normal conversation.
This is just one of many, many lifetimes where we are here to develop the soul, basically. And when that is achieved, the soul will ascend.
And listen very carefully. What's he saying backwards?
I love you to stay.
I love you to stay. I love you to stay.
And if you heard I love each day, you heard correctly. I'll play it again. I love each day.
I love you to stay.
I love you to stay. I love you to stay.
And listen to what he says next.
To look at life differently and in trying to enjoy each day.
So he says it backwards first and then says it forwards. And here's a whole lot backwards. Just so you know, I'm not manipulating the tape here. And this is literally how reverse speech occurs. You take any speech and run it in reverse. About once every 20 or 30 seconds, these really clear phrases jump up out of the gibberish. That is what we are thinking and feeling on a conscious as well as an unconscious level. So here we go. And did you hear how that just jumped up out of the gibberish there? Here, I'll do that again. Right up out of the gibberish. I love each day. So, natural function of language. Here's a woman who's talking about her love life.
Like, when I met Michael, I was immediately attracted to him, and I wanted him, and I still want him, not as strongly, and I won't go there over to his house or anything. I know how bad it is. But there's this pull for the bad guys.
Right.
And there's not this big electric thing for this man who's handsome and everything.
Okay, so she talks about her love life, then she changes topic and talks a bit about sessional work. She says this forwards.
Having that part in me that, you know, is like the high school name and all that.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty...
And here she says this backwards. Listen very carefully.
I want a man.
And if you heard I want a man, you heard correctly. I'll play it again. I want a man.
I want a man.
Let's run the whole lot backwards and hear this amongst the gibberish. And you can hear that amongst the gibberish there. I'll do that again. All right, if you want to call in and talk to me about this, the call-in number is area code in the United States, area code 310-421-4053. That's 310-421-4053. Or you can, on Skype, you can go to Freedom Screen 2 and have a chat there. Skype on Freedom Screen 2. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to The Story Behind the Story. My name is David John Oates. I'm your guest host for this evening, and we are looking at the phenomenon of reverse speech. All right, I'm still playing some nice, simple examples here just to get you warmed up to the whole thing of reverse speech. And then we're going to really, probably the second hour, we're going to look at some reverses on politicians, like what's Trump really thinking about? What's Hillary really thinking about? Wouldn't you love to know what's really going on inside the minds of our candidates so you can make an informed decision when you vote? Well, we're going to do exactly that. Probably in the second hour. I want to get through a few more of the basics first. Okay, so here's a great example. This is on an Australian man, fairly thick Aussie accent, but hopefully I'm training you in the Aussie accent as we speak. So and he's talking about how he suddenly found out he had a whole extended family.
And I was about 30, 35 when I found out that my father was alive.
How did you find out?
It's just through word of mouth.
And where he says it was just through word of mouth, he says this backwards, listen carefully.
I am an older sister.
I am an older sister. I am an older sister.
And that phrase was, I have an older sister. I'll run that again.
I have an older sister.
Oops, sorry, I missed the beginning of. Didn't mean to do that. All right, we'll try it again.
I have an older sister.
I have an older sister. I have an older sister.
And then he continues on and talks about brothers and sisters he discovered he had.
Talking a different one. The same with...
Something was said to you, was it?
Yeah, well, I just talked to different ones about it because I was sort of trying to trace a sister, one of my sisters.
Well, so you found out that you had sisters and brothers.
Yeah, I knew all along I had one sister.
Mm.
But in my search for her, I found out that there was other brothers and sisters.
So there we go. So he mentions it backwards first. And then mentions it's forwards. So here's another example of a similar nature. This is from a talk show, and here's the forwards.
S4.
You worked at S4?
No, that's the area where I was living.
Oh, my.
And backwards he says this.
It's September.
And if you missed it, he says it's September.
It's September. It's September.
And listen to what he talks about next.
Yesterday was September 11th. It is September 11th on your time, isn't
it? It is still now September 11th.
Okay, so he says it backwards first, and then he says it forwards. We see that fairly often. It's actually quite a common occurrence. Another interesting occurrence that occurs is what we call mirror image reversals, where they say the same thing backwards as they say forwards. So here's me with a house. I had a house fire, and I was in session with a client, and my secretary runs into Zen and says, "David, the house is on fire." And of course, you'll hear the motion in her voice.
Yes?
The house is on fire.
What?
Something burning.
And you can hear the emotion. And backwards, she says, "The house is on fire. Our house is on fire." Here we go. And again. And let's run it to forwards and backwards. Here's the forwards.
The house is on fire.
What?
The house is burning.
And backwards. Call them mirror image reversals. They're absolutely marvelous. So what you're hearing in reverse speech is, let's play another mirror image reversal. This is on kids. Look, we'll talk about children for a little bit. I love kids reversal. But I think he's two or three. I'm not too sure how old he is. But anyway, let's run it forwards.
Spaghetti.
You had spaghetti? And what else did you have?
Carrots and milk.
And milk? Yeah. Oh, then you had a nap?
Yeah.
Were you a good rester?
Yep.
Yeah? Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Bye bye.
Baba.
Hold on, say it again.
Hi, Baba. I love you.
And where he says, I love you, Mama, here it is forwards.
Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
And backwards he says, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama. I love you, Mama.
And so let's play it forwards and backwards. Here's the forwards.
I love you, Mama.
And backwards.
I love you, Mama.
There we go. We call them mirror image reversal. There's many different categories of reversals. And I spent 33 years of my life now working on this as my full-time profession. And we've got congruent reversals and incongruent reversals and mirror image reversals and... future tense reversals. He will play you some future tense reversals as the show goes on. Wouldn't it be great to tap into the unconscious and find out events in the future? Because in the unconscious mind, there is no time or space. The unconscious exists outside of time and space, and that's some of the deepest areas that reverse speech taps into. Okay, all right, so let's look at some... I'm going to play you my favorite children's reversal. You know, this is on my very own daughter, and this is probably one of my most favorite ones of all, and she's playing in the bathtub, and she's trying to pick up a cup. She can't pick it up, and so she reaches out to me for help. So here's the forwards. What? And we run it backwards, and she says, David, help me. Help me. And of course, my name is David. So there we go, I'll run it again. Help Now, this gets on to my third point of my theory of reverse speech to speech complementarity. The first point is that language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. As the human brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's constructing them in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once. The second point is that it is a communication process, that we are hearing reversals of each other all the time, and recognizing them as human intuition, or that extra sense or feeling that we intuitively feel when we talk to others. And the third point of the theory is that language development in children begins backwards before it does forwards. From as early as 4 months of age, children are pronouncing simple single words in reverse. Let me see if I can pull up the very first, here we go, very first reversal. Here's the forwards. And this is the very first reversal I found on my kids, and it says, Mummy, Mummy. And that was at 4 months of age. So there we go. Okay, all right. So look, while we're looking at children, oh look, here's a really cool one. I love this one. This is a girl. I think she's eight, and she's talking about subjects that she's good at school, and she's about to tell us a subject she's not good at, but she has a slip of the tongue. So here we go with the forwards.
I'm quite a good girl. And I'm quite good at maths and English, but not...
Hear that little slip of the tongue? But I'm not...
English, but not...
And then she changes her mind and keeps on talking.
And science, but I don't know anything else.
So she was about to tell us a subject she wasn't good at. And she changed her mind, that little slip of the tongue, and continued on telling us a subject she was good at. But when she's about to tell us a subject she's not good at and has a slip of the tongue, this is what she says backwards.
I'm not telling.
And if you missed it, she says, I'm not telling.
I'm not telling.
And incidentally, the reason why I want to hear you to hear some of these reversals without me telling you what they say is it helps. Look, There's two main criticisms of reverse speech. The first one, it's the easiest one to overcome, is that it's coincidence. You know, if you take any section of speech and run it in reverse, you're bound to find the occasional word or phrase here and there. That's a very easy objection to overcome, because these reversals are occurring once every 15 or 20 seconds of speech, and they're occurring in very clear sentences that many times have direct relationship to the forwards. The odds of that occurring by pure chance are just astronomical. And the other objection that's thrown at reverse speech is that, well, we're only hearing these phrases because you're telling us to hear them. It's like seeing pictures in clouds. Well, that's also an easy objection to overcome, because many of my lectures and radio shows, I'll play the examples without prompting. And if you can hear it without being told what it says, and that shows it's more than imagination or pictures in clouds. And when I do my training classes, because I do regular classes, Got another class starting June 19th. If you're interested in learning reverse speech, we are certainly looking for people to come involved in the field. There's only about a dozen people in the world who are certified and quite experienced and good at reverse speech. So the field needs a whole lot more people. So if you're interested in training, it's next class starts June 19th. Go to my website, www.reversespeech.com. But anyway, as I was about to say, I got off track, was that in my training classes, we'll often play takes backwards in class because that's part of learning reverse speech. And many times the students will hear the reversal at exactly the same time and they'll call out and say, oh, that says that, or that says that. And if many people are hearing the same phrase at the same time, then there's obviously something more going on than just coincidence. Sorry, not coincidence, imagination, I meant to say. Okay, all right, so let's move on and let's play you a couple more reversals on short. Oh, look, here's just a classic, beautiful example that shows some of the applications of reverse speech. This is a young child, 13 years of age, and she's been non-verbal since birth. And this is her mum sent me a tape of her making her noises. So here's the section forwards. And this one says, Mummy, love you. How about that, hey? Getting communication from a child who's non-verbal. How's that for amazing application of reverse speech? Can you imagine using reverse speech in working with young children, too young to verbalize their speech forwards? I mean, that's there's just so many applications to reverse speech. I mean, I've actually used it in aged care with Alzheimer's patients, and you can get some very clear reversals. Let me see if I can pull one up real quick. Here's one. Let's run this one.
I've done a lot of work up here, but it's gets away.
And I think this says backwards, stupid pain.
Stupid pain.
Yeah, there we are.
Stupid pain. Stupid pain.
So this is the lady in pain, and she's unable to communicate that forwards, but yet her unconscious mind is able to communicate. And we might get into the aged care. I'm just looking through my examples here. I've got about 50 of them. But incidentally, the Restwick's website has over 20,000 examples on there. You can spend ages going through that. We update the site every 1 or 2 weeks with all the current political reversals. We're right on top of politics, and I'll be covering that on the second hour of the show. We'll get into some political reversals and see what they've got to tell us. But let's look at a few more of the applications of reverse speech. The obvious one we've looked at so far is working with children. Another obvious application is in law enforcement. For example, here we have a couple reversals on Patsy Ramsey, the mother of little beauty queen JonBenet Ramsey, who was murdered in Boulder, Colorado, 96. And here's the mother saying she doesn't think she knows anyone who could be that vicious.
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
Now here she says backwards this.
I'm the only one.
And if you missed it, she says, I'm the only one.
I'm the only one.
And here, let's run it again forwards and backwards.
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
And backwards.
I'm the only one.
That's a pretty damning reversal, isn't it? Here, let's look at another one on Patsy Ramsey.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know
who did this, and that is the killer and someone that that person may have confided in.
And backwards, she says this.
One if nerfed.
And if you missed it, she says, I'm that person.
One if nerfed.
Okay, let's have a look at Scott Peterson. Scott Peterson is sitting on the death row right now for the murder of his wife. And here he is before he was found guilty in the criminal trial. And here he is being interviewed on TV. A reporter said, did you murder your wife?
Did you murder your wife?
No.
Backwards, she says, neck, I hit hard.
Neck, I hit hard.
And so as he's denying the crime scene in his mind, he flashes forwards to it, and he remembers what happened. And, of course, when she was found, his wife's body was found, the body was decapitated. So neck, I hit hard. One that gets the impression that he hit her hard on the back of the neck. Another well-known murder case was the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, which a Dutch man on the island of Aruba, and Joran van der Sloot was suspected of the murder. He's actually in Peru now for the murder of a Peruvian woman. And in a jailhouse confession, he subsequently admitted to the murder of Natalie Holloway. So here we have a couple of reversals about this.
The kids of them had a driver's license, but not all of them, no.
And here he says backwards, what a murder.
What a murder.
Very, very clear reversal, I'm sure you would agree. And she died on the beach. Well, that's when she was last seen, was on the beach.
That'll clear me. That's the one thing that'll clear anyone else involved with it that doesn't deserve to be.
And here it says, dead near the water.
Dead near the water.
And there we go. Reverse speech has been used by the police on a few occasions, not many, unfortunately. It's a shame, really, because the applications in law enforcement are really quite staggering. It will tell us whether the person has committed the crime or not. It will tell us the name of accomplices in crime, how they did it, where the murder weapon. Well, actually, that was a bit of a Freudian slip, but I was thinking about a case I worked on with the New South Wales Police. It's a state in Australia, which I live, and the reversals said the firearm's in the cellar. And the police got a search warrant and found the murder weapon in the cellar right where the reversal said it was. And that's actually reported on my website. A reporter went and looked into all of that. And if you go to, where is it on the website? I'm not too sure now. It's in one of the newspaper clippings, the Dallas newspaper article. You'll find it. Search. A massive site. There's hundreds of articles, 20,000 reversals. There's a search engine. You're going to need the search engine to navigate your way through the site. Okay, so I do a bit of work, have done a bit of work with the police, not doing any right now. I do some work with people on financial markets. I'll send me tapes to of the latest financial predictions, and reverse speech has always been very, very good in that. Of course, the real work that I use it for is in therapy. And in therapy, it's just absolutely amazing. I have a very busy practice. Where I work with my clients. I will record them for half an hour, and we'll find the reversal, and the reversal will often tell us what the problem is and many times how to fix it. Like, for example, here's a woman talking about money problems.
She and I need to work this issue out, but it started to bring up all my money fears and stuff, and the thing is if I know I start sourcing fear again, I'm going to go...
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
And here she says, work on my grief.
Work on my grief.
Work on my grief.
was in my grief.
And so that's telling us exactly what needs to happen, what we need to do to work with this problem. We've got to work on her grief. And here's another woman who is suffering from depression. And she's talking about overcoming that depression.
I started doing something about my life, about the situations that I found myself in.
And here she says, need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight. Need more sunlight.
Anyway, she went and cut down the trees from around her house and opened all the curtains and let sunlight in. And her whole situation turned around. Here's a woman that points to an actual event in her life that caused her current difficulties. She's talking for us about relationships and how her relationships always break up.
I even marked it on the calendar when it shifted. It was the night that it happened. My friend Cheryl was just telling me about how, you know, what we believe we then create, and it just shifted, and that's when I just...
And this reversal says, I've been molested.
I've been molested.
I've been molested. I've been molested.
So there you go. So that points to an actual event in the person's life where a current difficulty has occurred. Now, reverse speech speaks a lot in metaphor. And let's using pictures and images. So let's play a very standard, common metaphor.
And as confident as I am going forward now.
And this reversal says, I am the wolf.
I am the wolf.
I am the wolf. I am the wolf.
And a wolf, there's a, particularly when I'm dealing in therapy, reverse speech will very much speak in metaphor. I've developed the theory that the unconscious mind thinks in metaphor or pictures and images, and I've developed a whole therapeutic process around working with metaphors. And as we change the metaphors of the unconscious, we are also changing the unconscious patterns. Here's another reversal about the wolf.
You strike me as a very enthusiastic guy. I mean, certainly the time we've been together, and you've got all full of ideas. Is this just a latest idea? Is it just all froth and babble, or do you really want to get out? And do you really?
I really
want
to get.
And this is see the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf falling in the lake.
See the wolf falling in the lake.
And let's play the whole lot backwards so you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And hear how clear that just jumps up out of the gibberish. Now, wolf is motivation, strength, drive. Lake is emotions. Reverse speech refers to as water as emotion. So see the wolf fall in the lake is a metaphor that says this man's motivation and drive has been lost because he's drowning in a sea of emotions. Now, I've developed a technique to work with metaphors, which I call metaphor restructuring. And the basic premise behind that is if you change the pictures or change the metaphor, you're also changing the behavior. I have a very active practice. I work over the phone. Of course, I'm in Australia, but most of my clients are in America or in England, which is where most of my business comes from. So obviously I do all my work over the phone. If you're interested in working with me, I'll give you my number. It is, it's an American number. It's 503-568-7077. That's my phone number, 503-568-7077. But don't call now because I'm on the air. You'll have to wait till I'm off the air. And you are listening to The Story Behind the Story. I'm your guest host for this evening, David John Oates. And if you want to speak to me, the phone number to call in on is 310-421-4053. That's 310-421-4053, or on Skype, Freedom Screen 2. Freedom Screen 2. And that will, I'm giving you too many phone numbers and URLs to look up, aren't I? So, okay, let's look at a reversal, of a different nature. A reverse speech taps into the soul or the spirit at the deepest of its, of all levels. Of course, we've all heard about that small, still voice within, how we're trying to connect and tap into that inner voice. Well, here is a reverse speech practitioner talking to his tape recorder, trying to hear that inner voice. He's worried about some financial problems. So here he speaks forwards.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
And listen very carefully. What's he saying backwards?
You're fighting, lean on me.
You're fighting, lean on me.
And if you missed it, he says, you're frightened, lean on me.
You're fighting, lean on me.
You're fighting, lean on me. You're fighting, lean on me.
And that's his spirit speaking to him and coming back and saying, hey, I know you're frightened. I know you're upset. Don't worry. Don't be panicked. And you can lean or trust in me. Here's the interesting reverse on me. Talk about reverse speech. That tells us the levels. Gee, well, that was an interesting Freudian slip, wasn't it? That tells us the levels that reverse speech is coming from. Here's the forwards.
Sometimes people ask me, does reverse speech endorse any particular religion? And the answer to that is no. There are no deities or religions that reverse speech endorses or says this is right or this is wrong. It just talks about the soul and the endlessness of life. And that in itself is very powerful.
Indeed.
And backwards, it's the voice in heaven.
This is the voice in heaven.
So how about that, hey? That shows the depth of which it's coming from. Actually, seeing we're talking about the depths of reverse speech, let me find this is a really freaky reverse if I can put my hands on it real quick. It's also a reversal on me, and I'm talking about a period in my life where I was suffering from some strong depression. And you can hear you can actually hear it in my voice. So here it is forwards. Let's run the forwards for you.
Could be. Yeah, could be. Well, see, I'm very sensitive to energy, you know, ultra sensitive to energy.
This reversal says, my soul gives the pain.
My soul gives me pain.
And hear the emotion in the voice. You can hear the anguish.
My soul gives me pain.
My soul gives me pain. My soul gives me pain.
And it shows the level or the depth that it's coming from. So quite an amazing reversal, I'm sure you would agree. So there's a lot of reversals about the soul. I've got so many of them. Well, here's an interesting one. This is a guy who's talking about doing well in business.
I get a very strong feeling.
Okay.
From the positive that, yes, they're ready to come through.
Yeah.
They're just pushing to come through.
Right.
Yeah, that is very, very strong.
Uh-huh.
In fact, that's a lot stronger than the uncertainty of the negative.
And this reversal says, and my soul with the devil. And so there we go. That's a bit of an ominous reversal. And this person did not do well in his career. The reversals almost predicted that, didn't it? So there we go. And let's play you a couple more metaphors. Here we have a woman talking about she just left a cult. And she's talking about her former cult leader.
Why don't you like to give him that power?
Because he's scared to death to take it. You know, I'm not responsible for you.
Yeah, okay.
And here she says, fed the great Caesar.
Fed the great Caesar.
Fed the great Caesar.
And that's a classic metaphor. Caesar, of course, strong male figure. Okay, so that's this type of reversal. Here we have one of Michael Moore. Listen to this.
The majority of Americans want the rich to be taxed.
And here he says, I see the spirit now.
I ain't even still with no.
Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards on that. And you can hear how clear that is amongst the gibberish. Always amazes me, this stuff, how clear it becomes. So, let's play a couple of celebrities. Here's Mel Gibson.
Did you know him? Did you know he was Jewish?
No, I don't think so.
This is about a guy he beat up, and he says backwards, mostly want a punch.
Mostly want a punch.
Mostly want a punch. Mostly want a punch.
Well, we're going to get into some political stuff in the second hour, but let's throw a funny one at you to start off with on a couple on Hillary Clinton.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And here she says, oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
And that's her unconscious mind telling her to be quiet. She's being chastised by her own unconscious. I always chuckle when I play that one. And here's the one I found just a couple of weeks ago.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And here she says, Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Yeah, a bit of a funny one there to listen to. So we're going to look at a few of them. We're going to look at a lot of them in the second hour. This is the story behind the story show. So look, there's so many secrets reverse speech can uncover. Go to my website. I've got a lot of stuff on there. Here's some of the secrets behind Roswell. I did a show on that this morning. I have my own radio show. If you go to davidoates.com, that's my website, you can see all the details of my own show, which is every Friday afternoon from 2 to 4. So you can go and have a look at that. But here we have the Air Force released the video, and video in the late 90s where they claimed to prove that the Roswell crash was just a weather balloon and they were test dummies.
Let me read my prepared statement, and then we'll roll a short video that Captain McAndrew will talk about.
And this one says, we faked it.
We faked it.
We faked it. We faked it.
Yeah, well, there you go. That tells you a lot there, doesn't it? And here we have another one.
I'm sorry, I just don't have any information for that. All I know is what the Air Force did, and that if you overlay much of their claims and you look at the Air Force scientific research, you can see it's obvious that what we're talking about at Roswell.
And here he says, share a secret with NASA.
Share a secret with NASA.
Share a secret with NASA. Share a secret with NASA.
So what's the secret he's sharing with NASA? If you go and listen to my radio show I did this morning, the archive should be up by now. You can hear me. We spent 2 hours on Roswell on my radio show this morning. So you'll be surprised at what we found. Yes, you will. I guarantee you. It's not what you expect. It's not the whole story by a long shot. We've got a lot of work to do on it yet. But our initial findings are very interesting, to say the least. Now, let's play you a couple of future tense reversals. Let me see if I can pull some up real quick, and it gives you some of the applications of reverse speech in the looking into the future. And here's one here. Let's run this one forwards.
We'll help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And he's actually talking about going into Iraq. And he says backwards, we will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad. We will sit in Baghdad.
How about that, hey? So he's looking into and predicting the future. Hey, if you want to hear a really freaky future tense prediction, I'll give you a little bit of a prelude of the JFK assassination reversal. So if you want to know the answers behind the JFK assassination, go to JFKAssassinationSolved.com. That's JFKAssassinationSolved.com. But here's a reversal from John Kennedy in his inaugural speech.
The slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world.
And this reversal says, head is hit in the car.
Head is hit in the car.
Head is hit in the car. Head is hit in the car.
Now, is that for future tense reversal? Of course, the image of JFK being hit in the head in the car, in the motorcade in Dallas, is etched into the minds of most people around the world. And here we have a prediction of that very event in JFK's inaugural speech. Okay, we have to go to a break, folks. And you're listening to The Story Behind the Story, and we'll be back right after this.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message. Every Tuesday evening on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, we present our goddess spiritual warrior, Kathy Bilski.
I command. I call to the architect of the universe's divine creators and ask for permission to quantum leap the world in all life forms on all planes and dimensions, seen and unseen, connected with planet Earth, to let us go beyond our known potential into the greatest unknown golden age the universes and worlds and all planets have ever experienced.
Kathy teaches the spiritual truth so that you may create a better life and be able to make positive changes for yourself and for the planet. She helps us remember that we are not powerless, but very creative spiritual beings having an Earth experience. Time to quantum leap into the age of divine enlightenment and let Kathy provide you with the tools of knowledge you need to awaken spiritually. That's the Quantum Leap Show. Let Light Unite every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio Studio B.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another? Extra big-ass fries.
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please
what?
Come back when you can afford to make
a
purchase.
No, no.
Well, I'm sorry you're having
come on.
Trouble.
My kids are starving.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, but above all, we believe in freedom of existence through self-reliance. This station is 100% listener-supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer. Long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So if food prices go crazy, the shit hits the fan, or you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the homepage at freedomslips.com. Don't be a statistic.
Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. We need, as humans, to start taking care of ourselves and not depending on the megacorps to provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents and the offline home canning how to do everything website all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps and freedom is one seed that needs to be planted.
What we do in life, it goes in eternity.
Is your data safe? Do you have the necessary information to assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation? Is survival and gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise bonus we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a megavirus or a computer failure took out your bank, or all the banks for that matter. Are your banking records safe in your hands? So when they get things fixed and repaired, you can say, hey, look, this is what I had. You have it. I want it back. Is your personal data safe? Family records? Addresses? Phone numbers? We'll squeeze on over to freedomslips.com. Yes, that's www.freedomslips.com. Click the banner on the homepage for the EMP-proof bullet drive to get the full scoop of everything that we offer. So, folks, keep your data safe for your peace of mind. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, we are back. You're listening to The Story Behind the Story. My name is David John Oates. I'm your guest host for this evening, sitting in for Dr. True Ott. We are looking at reverse speech, and I spent the first hour of the show explaining to you what reverse speech is, and we're going to spend this hour looking at the current political situation. And let us start looking at, we're going to look at Cruz, Trump, Hillary, a couple on Kasich, and help you decide who you want to vote for. So let us start off by playing some on Ted Cruz. Here's the forwards.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
You're from New York, so yeah. You might not.
And here he says backwards, I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom. I'll be destroying our freedom.
Okay, so what do you make of that one, hey? And here we have another one. Listen to this.
People and ask for their support. The reason is simple. Because when I look my girls in the eyes 10, 20 years from now, I am not going to tell them we could have stood up and saved this country.
And here he says backwards, you molested a con man.
You molested a con man.
You molested a con man. You molested a con man.
So here we go. So he's going to destroy our freedom, and he is calling himself a con man. And here he compares himself with Hillary Clinton.
Not only did we break 50%, we blew past that, got nearly 70%, 69% of the vote.
And here he says, I'll be the best Hillary God has.
I'll be the best Hillary God has.
I'll be the best Hillary God has.
No, I'll be the best Hillary God had, not God has.
I'll be the best Hillary God has.
I'll be the best Hillary God has. I'll be the best Hillary God has.
So I don't know why he's comparing himself to Hillary Clinton. Hillary's Democrat. He's Republican. Makes you a little bit worried, doesn't it? You remember when Trump and Cruz had a little tiff about his wife? Well, here he is talking about his wife.
Heidi is my best friend in the whole world. She is the love of my life. And Donald should stick with attacking me. Because Heidi is way out of Donald Trump's league.
Here he talking about his wife. He says, "In your past, little bitch."
In your past, little bitch.
In your past, little bitch. In your past, little bitch.
And of course, Heidi Cruz had a breakdown back in 2005, so that may be a reference to that. But it's certainly not a very nice, a complimentary reversal to have on his wife. And here he obviously doesn't like the media exposure he's getting.
Chris, every accusation you raised there is incorrect. I appreciate your reading the Donald Trump attack file on that.
And here he says, the media rape.
The media rape.
The media rape. The media rape.
So he's not shaping up too well, Cruz, and he hasn't been shaping up too well in the whole campaign. And let me go and let me see if I can find some other reversals on Cruz that I can pull up real quick. No, they're the main ones I've got. Okay, no worries. All right, okay. So let's look at some on Kasich, shall we? See if we can get anything better out of Kasich. Okay, so here's Kasich. Here's the forwards.
Mr. Trump is touching a nerve because people want the wall to be built. They want to see an end to illegal immigration. They want to see it. We all do.
And here he says, we lie.
We lie.
We lie. We lie.
Okay, so we lie. All right. And then he says, let's have a look at another one. Oh, how do you like this one? Here we go.
You can either appeal with bombast to the negative and tell people how they're being ripped off and how everything is terrible and America loses. I choose not to do that.
And this one says, put a gun to this. I am a mob employee.
Put a gun to this. I am a mob employee.
Put a gun to this. I am a mob employee. Put a gun to this. I am a mob employee.
So I don't know, make of that one what you will. It's a pretty scary reversal. And here he is the night before he and Cruz are teamed up together.
I take questions at my town halls extensively for, you know, usually 45 or 50 minutes out of the hour that I'm there. You know, young people understand that things aren't just free. And here's the thing. If Hillary or Bernie were to win with all the free stuff, the debt would be $30 trillion.
And here he says, added the, friend added the lie, nice enemy.
Friend added the lie, nice enemy.
Friend added the lie, nice enemy. Friend added the lie, nice enemy.
So there we go. He's not shaping up too well either, is he? Here we have another one.
And what we're missing is leadership and the ability to pull people together, remembering that we're Americans before we're Republicans and Democrats.
Here has got the deals in your sin.
Your deals in your sin.
Your deals in your sin. Your deals in your sin.
So what deals is he talking about? Interesting reversal, the deals in your sin. Okay. Alright, let's have a look at Donald Trump. Okay, so here's the thoughts.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't notice Swedish people knocking down the World Trade Center. This
so why?
Is. And
why?
I came out very strongly against the mosque being built virtually
and
across
so did
the street.
I. You and I were on the same page. Okay.
And here he says, America now. There you go. There's a bit of an opposite message, isn't it? Let's run in another one on Trump.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
And here he says, wake up. Wake up. We are the best America. Well, okay, so there we've got two positive reversals on Trump. You want a president who's going to defend America, aren't we? And let's see what he thinks about Hillary Clinton.
There's a big question mark on your head, and you can't do that to the party. You really can't. You can't do that to the party. You have to have certainty, even if it was a 1% chance, and it's far greater than 1%.
And here he says, we hate Hillary.
We hate Hillary.
We ask Hillary. Okay, so there we go. Oh, now, Donald, I've got a funny reversal to play. Well, a couple of funny ones. Cruz and Kasich teamed up last week to combine forces to deny Trump the nomination. And here's Cruz's reversal on the day before.
This week, Donald's campaign manager, a longtime Washington lobbyist, and Donald's entire campaign is now run by Washington lobbyists.
And this one says, I make this blood, trust the blood. In other words, he's stirring up blood. He's after Trump's blood. And then he says, trust the blood. And then Trump responds to their tag team by saying this.
If you collude in business or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, in politics, you're allowed to collude. So they colluded. And actually, I was happy because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are. But it takes two guys, longtime politicians, to try and get together to try and beat Trump. And yet they're way behind. And I said to myself, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. And here's the key. I've only been doing this for 10 months. I haven't even been doing it very long.
And here he says, you see that they will snap, they will snap.
You see that, they have you don't snap.
Yeah, you see that they will snap, they will snap.
You see that, they have you don't snap, they have you don't snap.
And again.
You see that, they have you don't snap, they have you don't snap.
So that's what we call a future tense reversal, and they did indeed snap because the following day, or 2 days later, anyway, no, the following day, Trump swept all 5 states with a 60% majority against 3, and Kasich and Cruz came out in the low 20s. So his prediction was quite quite spot on. Here's another one on Trump.
He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him. Nobody in Congress likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him.
And here he says, oh, the bigots will worry.
Oh, and this bigots will worry.
Oh, and this bigots will worry. Oh, and this bigots will worry.
So he's aware that people are afraid or worried about his campaign. All right, so there we've got Cruz, Kasich, and Trump. I've got a few standard ones on Hillary, so let's have a look at Hillary. I just put one of these out at random here.
It's just one step. If you make something illegal, what are the consequences for that illegality? So it's really just a half a step away from what they've been saying for some time.
Generally.
And here is, she says, hear the lie, do it.
Hear the lie, do it.
Well, I don't know what the lie is, but anyway, there we go. We hear the lie, do it. Here, another one on Hillary.
We need you to keep volunteering. I hope you will join the 1.1 million people who've already contributed at HillaryClinton.com.
And here she says, now help no one.
No one.
So there you go. One is a lie. One is now help no one. Let me see. What else have I got here? Okay, here's another one. Let's run this one.
Democrats agree that every single American should and must have quality, affordable health care.
Don't know what this one means. She says, the crime will miss you.
Liquor and will miss you.
Maybe she's talking about the email scandal, because certainly that does seem to be missing her or bypassing her, depending on your point of view. Okay, here's an interesting one on Hillary after she won on Tuesday last week.
What a great night.
She says, what a great night. And backwards she says, I'm damn yellow.
I'm yellow.
And she uses this phrase, not that phrase, but I played it just the first hour. I'll play it again, though. This is significant because I think she's got a streak of cowardice in her.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And this rehearsal says Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Don't forget, folks, to call in. I'd love to hear your feedback on all of these reversals. The number is 310-421-4053. That's 310-421-4053. Or you can go to the Skype channel, Freedom Screen 2. If you want to get in contact with me after the show, my number is area code 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. That's an American number, but it rings here at my desk in Adelaide, South Australia, where I am broadcasting from. As I said earlier on, I've been doing American radio for 25 years. Thanks to the marvels of modern internet, we can make some good impact right across the world. Okay, let's have a look. What else have I got in Hillary? Oh, here she is referencing blood.
He asked me to be Secretary of State. I said, I'm really flattered. I'm honored. But I think my best use would be in the Senate. Mm-hmm. He said, no, I want you to think about it. You go home and think about it, but I want you to say yes. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, so go home, think about it. I call him up. I say, Mr. President-elect, I just think I should stay in the Senate. He goes, I'm telling you, don't call me again until you're ready to say yes.
And here she says, say yes, the show wear blood.
Say yes, there's nowhere blood.
Say yes, there's nowhere blood.
Say yes, there's nowhere blood.
Yeah, the blood of Benghazi and Libya and everything else that she was involved in as Secretary of State. I don't know. Here we have Carly Fiorina talking about she's just been picked as Cruz's vice presidential pick. Why he picked a VP when he's really got no chance of getting the nomination is beyond me. But anyway, politics is beyond me. What can I say? All right, here's the forwards.
This is the fight of our time. And I believe Ted Cruz is the man to lead that fight.
And here he says, have the deal.
Stab the deal.
So what is the deal that they have made? I'm not sure. Here's another one on Carly Fiorina.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are virtually indistinguishable in their positions. They are virtually indistinguishable in the fact that they have always been insiders.
And here she says, they had the path.
They had the path.
So this is interesting. She's knocking Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, but backwards she's saying they had the path. Well, they're on the path. They know what they're doing. So she's rather incongruent.
So if you can't win 1,237 delegates and you don't have the majority of your party and you can't win.
You know, that applies to Ted Cruz, too. Backwards she says they're holding this annoyed.
Am I holding this thing alive?
So there you go. Make of that one what you will. So there we go. So there's a few American politicians for you. Not very congruent, are they? Let's have a look at a couple more on Donald Trump. Here he is talking about Ted Cruz.
That's why the Republican Party is up almost 70% from 4 years ago. And you know what's going to happen? Those people, at a minimum, they're going to be very upset, very angry, but at a minimum, they're just not going to vote. They're not going to vote.
And he said, yeah, you're a pest.
Yeah, you're a pest.
Talking about Cruz. And let me see. What else could we play up? Oh, here's the interesting one. This is, he's talking about the nuclear weaponry being a threat.
To me, always the number one security threat to the United States is nuclear. That's our biggest threat. It's our biggest risk.
And here he says, yes, and I need this oath. I presume he's talking about the oath of office. He knows he needs to be president, is how I interpret the reversal. Yes, and I need this oath.
Yes, then I need this oath.
I guess that's what he's talking about. I guess he feels as though nuclear weapons will be safe in his hands. I don't know whether they will. I don't know. All right, okay. So, here he's predicting that Hillary may last a while.
Her husband signed NAFTA, which destroyed this country economically, I will tell you. You look at New York State, you look all over New England, you look at Pennsylvania, NAFTA was a disaster. Her husband signed it, and it was a disaster for this country. Hillary will be horrible, absolutely horrible.
Well, he says Hillary may last a while.
Hillary may last a while.
I'm interpreting that as going to be a very close election. I reckon Trump's going to get the Republican nomination. That's my prediction. We'll see if I'm right or not. I could be wrong. Hillary will get the Dems, and so the Democrats, it'll be Trump versus Hillary, the way it's shaping up. They're all really incongruent, except for Trump. Trump's reversal is actually quite strong and quite congruent. I don't know what to tell you, but certainly that's what I've found. He does have one weak spot. Here's a little chink in Trump's armor.
And you go Pennsylvania, and you go, I mean, the whole thing, Delaware, and every one of them was conclusive.
And here he says, your flaw near my ugly name.
Your flaw near my ugly name.
So there you go. Make of that one what you will. Interesting reversal either way. So a lot of interesting reversals around the place. Okay. Oh, look, I've got to play you this one on Sarah Palin. This is such a funny reversal. This is Sarah Palin. I want you to listen to what she says forwards. Then I'll play you the reversal, and then I'll play you the forwards again, and then you'll get the humor.
You know, the man can only ride you when your back is bent. So strengthen it.
Okay, the man can only ride you when your back is bent. So strengthen it. Okay, interesting statement forward. And back, where she says, I am horny.
I am horny.
I am horny. I am horny.
So let's play the backwards again.
You know, the man can only ride you when your back is bent. So strengthen it.
And I am horny.
I am horny.
I am horny. I am horny.
Interesting reversal when you hear the forwards, isn't it? That's quite funny. Let's look back. Jeb Bush, he's out of the race now, but let's play a reversal on him. And she's actually, after this, we'll have a look at Reince Priebus, the chairman of the RNC.
Republican senators who are getting the Heisman constantly from this president about this feel really frustrated that their voice isn't being heard.
And here he says, it's all over if they don't stop Hillary.
This is over. They're feeling really...
No, not it's all over. It's over if they don't stop Hillary.
This is over. They're feeling really...
This is over. They're feeling really... This is over. They're feeling really...
There we go. That's what you would expect a Republican to say, isn't it? So, that's okay. Okay, I played you. Oh, here's a funny reversal. This is Trump on stage, and a Hispanic woman jumps up on the stage.
So let me see this. Where are you from?
Colombia!
And is this a setup? Did I ever meet you before?
Huh? I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump! We vote for Mr. Trump! Yes! Mr. Trump! We love you! We love you! All the way to the White House!
I swear to you, I think she's totally beautiful and great. I never met her before, I swear.
And the backwards, she says, Mr. Trump, we worship him.
We worship him.
So there we go. You know, it's interesting watching American politics from Australia, the other side of the world. Most Australians have a very negative viewpoint of Donald Trump. It's interesting certainly the press has portrayed him here. So we'll see. You know, it's shaping up to be a very interesting election, and I'm going to be right on top of this, be updating my website every week. So go to my website, reversespeech.com, and have a look at all the latest uploads, because I will be uploading them on a fairly regular basis. We normally put up about 50 reversals a week. Usually we do. Okay. All right. Let's look at Reince Priebus, the chairman of the RNC, Republican National Committee, and his reversals are not very good, and show that there's some funny games or collusions or whatever you want to call it going on. And so let's have a look at the first one, or we'll run this one forwards.
First of all, just so everyone knows, I talk to all the candidates, and I meet, in fact, Kasich's people are coming in today. I talk to Ted Cruz.
And here he says, we menace today.
We menace today.
We menace today. We menace today.
And two or three days after that, they gave all their Colorado delegates to not Donald Trump, to Ted Cruz, with no vote from the people, just straight awarding them. I just can't understand how that went through without there being a huge public outcry. I mean, Maybe I don't understand American politics, but I don't know how you can award someone delegates without the people voting. Anyway, and here we have another one on Priebus.
Join in with that nominee to win a general election against a candidate that just yesterday is now seeing that her staff is going to be deposed under oath by the FBI. So, I mean...
And here he says, I pay lover.
Yeah, you pay lover.
Okay, so whose lover is he paying? Ted Cruz's lover? And there's rumors that the Fiorina campaign had something against Cruz, and they just paid the Fiorina campaign $500,000. And now Fiorina is Cruz's vice presidential nominee, and we have reversal saying the deals have been made. And I tell you what, there's something going on behind the scenes there, folks. We need to get some more reversals on it and to find out. And Priebus is obviously not a happy camper with how well Trump's doing.
Well, I would never say must, but certainly I'd probably state the obvious, that the closer you get to 1237, I would think that on the first or the second ballot, if you're really, really close, that it's obviously more likely. But
he's talking about Trump, and he says back, was angry, you sulk.
Angry, you sulk.
So there we go. He's a little bit angry and upset. And sulking about Trump having the majority. What can I say? So anyway, the Republican Party is really intimidated by Donald Trump, and yet his reversals are the most congruent of all. It's really quite strange. And of course, Trump knows he's being attacked, as this reversal tells us.
You really had to hear the whole thing. I mean, this was a long, convoluted question. This was a long discussion. And they just cut it out, and frankly, it was really convoluted.
And he says, the sharks that maul.
The sharks that maul.
And here's Priebus again.
After tonight, you will know how many delegates Ted Cruz, John Kasich, and Trump are allocated.
And here he says, I'm worried.
One Louis.
So there you go. What do you reckon about that, hey? Priebus is worried that Trump's going to get the nomination. Cruz is molesting a con man, as his reversal said, which is really, really quite amazing. And Hillary's reversals aren't very good either. I don't know why there's not much out there. Because Hillary may need some other things. Here we have interesting two reversals on Hillary and drug use.
We did not. In fact, my direction to conduct the thorough investigation was to err on the side of providing anything that could be possibly viewed as work-related.
And here he says, they deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
Because she's talking about the email, so she's obviously upset. And here she is again.
Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
And here she says, I need marijuana.
I need marijuana.
I don't know. Make of them what you will. Is she a smoker, or does she support the legalization of marijuana? I don't really know what her position is on that. That would be very interesting to find out, wouldn't it? So, okay, let me see. What else have I got here that's of interest? So many reversals. So much good stuff. Here's Trump.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, here, Hillary. And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
And here he says, Hillary, let's see this email.
Hillary, this is the email.
So obviously he wants the emails to come out. So there we go. Some interesting reversals. Here's Trump calling for everyone to wake up.
In shambles, where the deals that they make aren't the Iran deal, where we're giving Iran $150 billion and the deal is a disaster in every single possible way, where everything we do is bad, including Obamacare, which is, by the way, the premiums are up 55% for some people.
And here it says, wake them up.
Wake them up.
Wake them up. Wake them up.
So there we go. And he was talking about the press.
And the poll just came out, and I'm tied with Jeb Bush. And I said, oh, that's too bad. How can I be tied with this guy? He's terrible. He's terrible. Hillary Clinton was the worst Secretary of State.
And here he says, harassing paparazzi.
Harassi. Harassi.
Harassi. Harassi. Harassi. Harassi.
So there you go. There's this, a little bit of a snippet on the American elections here. We'll finish off with this one on Cruz, and then I'll look for some other reversals to play you for the remaining 20 minutes.
And if Donald wants to get in a character fight, he's better off sticking with me because Heidi is way out of his league.
And here he says, the nasty game only gets horror.
The nasty game only gets horror.
The nasty game only gets horror.
And it's only going to get horror. It's going to get nastier and nastier as the election gets closer and closer. It's a very contentious presidential election in America as it is. But you wait. It's really going to get heat up. If it does end up between Trump and Hillary, it's going to be a bloodbath. Oh, boy. It'll be wonderful reversal material. Reverse speech bonanza. I'll be right on top of it. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. All right. You've got about 20 minutes left to call me. Give me a call. 310-421-4053. That's 310-421-4053. Or the Skype channel is Freedom Screen 2. Freedom Screen 2. My name is David John Oates. I'm your guest host for this evening on The Story Behind the Story. All right, let's go back into my general reversals and see what I can find that will give you some interesting stuff to talk about. You know what? Why don't we look at some reverses on business? Let's look at some of the... you know what? We're an internet program, aren't we? Yeah. Here's a deal with a guy I was going to do business with that told me his motives. So here's the forwards.
Well, we'll negotiate that with Anchor Point when we go over there, yeah. Yes, I agree with you. I agree.
That way, if we contain sole rights to the books,
yeah.
The channel thrust. Now, are Anchor Point always going to be publishing this book?
They have options on my next book.
And here it says, I'm so full of, and you can put the last word in, I'm so full of blank. Not a man you want to do business with, I'm sure you'd agree. Let's run the whole lot backwards. And here we go. And you hear how that just jumps up out of the gibberish. Let me do that again. So these reversals, as I said in the first hour, are occurring every 15 or 20 seconds of speech. They are a direct tap into our inner self. Our real thoughts and our real feelings, both on a conscious as well as an unconscious level. And on the deepest levels of reverse speech, we tap into the spirit itself, who we are on a spiritual level. And that's quite an amazing revelation. Yeah, you know what, I should play some verses on Obama, seeing he's currently in office. Here we have Obama.
When President Abbas was here, I discussed some of those same issues with him. I think it's very important that the Palestinians not look for excuses for incitement.
And here. It says, soon I must have sex. So you wonder what was on his mind, don't you? Okay. And here he is talking about Obamacare.
That's why we were able to give health insurance to children in need. That's why we made the tax system in right here in Springfield more fair and just for working families.
And he says, this has to damn you.
This has to damn me.
This has to damn me. This has to damn me.
And of course, Obamacare has been an absolute disaster. Premiums gone up 50%, 60% in some cases. Just absolutely amazing stuff. And Obama's reversal predicted it very well. Here he is talking about American freedom.
Let us resolve as citizens to carry on the improbable experiment that began more than 200 years ago. Not simply declaring our principles, but living them here at home. Not simply celebrating our union, but always working to perfect it.
And when you talk about perfecting our union, he says backwards, I wreck it.
I wreck it. I wreck it.
So what do you make of all of this stuff, folks? You've been listening to me for an hour and a half now. Do you think this is a valid and real phenomenon? If it is real, does it have any practical use? What use is it to be able to play a tape backwards and hear what someone's saying? Well, direct pathway to the inner mind, direct pathway to the collective unconscious, the ultimate truth detector. It's got so many applications and so many implications that the uses are just endless. And here's Obama talking about going in and getting Osama bin Laden.
Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people.
And here he says, I was a Nazi cop.
I was a Nazi cop. I was a Nazi cop. I was a Nazi cop.
So he obviously had some reservations about going in and getting Osama bin Laden. I was a Nazi cop. I invaded sovereign territory, is what that means. I'm not saying whether I believe that or not, but certainly that's what his reversal seems to suggest. And here he is talking about getting involved with Syria.
What I've also concluded is that direct military engagement, involvement in a civil war in Syria would not help the situation on the ground.
And here we have a congruent reversal. He says there is no worse than an involvement.
There is no worse than an involvement.
There is no worse than an involvement. There is no worse than an involvement.
And as I said, once every 20, 30 seconds of speech, reversals will occur. Its applications in politics should be obvious, as I've shown over the last hour. The only one who really shapes up to be anything close to decent is Donald Trump. And I'm an Australian. I've got no stake in the American election. You know, I'm just looking in and analyzing reversals. And Cruz's reversals are shocking, and Hillary's reversals are shocking, and Trump's about the only one out there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I hope I'm not offending anyone who thinks Trump's the Antichrist. And there's a few people out there who think that. I see that Boehner just came out and called Cruz a Satan in the flesh, which is really quite a strong statement to make. Lucifer in the flesh was the word he used. And here's Kasich calling himself Lucifer.
And everybody across this country knows that the tsunami of drugs is threatening their very families.
And here he says, my Lucifer.
My Lucifer.
My Lucifer. My Lucifer.
So Boehner calls Cruz Lucifer in the flesh. And then Kasich comes along and calls himself Lucifer. And then we have a funny reversal on Trump. Let's see if I can pull that one out real quick. I can't see it at the top of my head. What a shame. He's talking about to one of the reporters. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here, let's run this forward.
So, thank you very much, and we will take some questions. Yes, CBS.
And here he says, Baby Satan.
Baby Satan.
Baby Satan. Baby Satan.
There you go. That's for the fundamentals out there who still mistakenly believe in satanic messages in rock and roll. Yeah, go and check out the website I just put up, backmasking.com. You'll see some of those satanic messages in rock and roll. Backmasking.com. And let me get my phone number out if you're interested in session work or training. I've got to tell you about training. We need analysts out there. I've got a training class starting January the 19th. It's online. So just in front of your computer and do it. We've got 11 students signed up already, and we've still got a few more weeks to go, so I'm pretty pleased about that. So give me a ring. Get out your pens, write down my number, but don't ring till after the show, okay? And it's 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. 503-568-7077. That'll get you a hold of me at my desk here in Australia. If you're interested in training or session work, we'd love to hear from you. And, we certainly have a lot to do. Here's one out of left field. One of my students sent me this. This is right out of, totally off topic. This is out of left field altogether. This is a radio transmission that the Cassini spacecraft picked up when it's flying past Saturn. This is the original signal. Right, now some person in some university has processed the sound and slowed it down. And it appears to have a forwards as well as a backwards message on it. Now, I'm not putting my reputation on this, okay? So this is just for interesting observation. See if you can hear him saying, this is forwards, you people are urged to stop the earthly impulses. So here it is again. You people are urged to stop the earthly impulses. And we run it backwards and it says, you will build a sacrifice, there will be peace. There you go, folks. Make of that what you will. It's an interesting little tidbit there, isn't it? So maybe I should try and find you some reversals on UFOs. I've got some fascinating stuff if I can. Put my hand on it real quick. I'll play you some of the conspiracy theories around UFOs. I used to do a lot of work on UFOs, but back in the late 90s when I was a popular guest on the Coast to Coast, and I found some interesting ones. For example, here's Michael Malin talking about Mars.
They're concerned and they're upset that it's not going to go. All I can say is, geez, I'm sorry. that's the reality of the thing.
And here the lie was Satellite 7.
He's a lie, you're with Satellite 7. He's a lie, you're with Satellite 7. He's a lie, you're with Satellite 7.
And I think someone told me that the seventh mission to Mars went missing or something. I can't remember. These reverses are so old now. Here we have a NASA spokesman.
This feature that looks like a face, I believe, is about a mile across.
Okay.
And it's way below Hubble's resolution. We're the resolution we have is good for sort of global monitoring of Mars and sort of looking at Mars as a weather satellite would look at Earth.
And here he says, we're riding a shielded vessel.
We're riding a shielded vessel. We're riding a shielded vessel. We're riding a shielded vessel.
And here's a man who came out from Area 51 claiming he was an employee of Area 51. He's speaking for a voice changer. And he claims that he witnessed autopsies on dead aliens, allegedly.
The dog and pony show of a medical team handling the physical debilities of these beings is one of the constant sources of paranoia and chaos within the administration of these programs.
And he says, E.T. was here to live and walk. E.T. was here to live and walk. That would seem to mean that he was telling a true story. And here we have another one.
So you're saying we really have not effectively communicated with them. There has been no vocal communication?
The aliens do not speak.
And here he says it's from the Pallades.
It's unfamiliar.
So there you go, folks. Make of that one what you will. Here's a nice little conspiracy series for you to digest. Here's this guy again, who went only by the name of Victor, by the way.
The alien was the intention. The maltreatment of the aliens stems from our essential helplessness to either help or affect them.
And here he says, they laid with abuse. So there we go. So many conspiracy theories out there that we can look at with reverse speech and find out what's really happening. Go to my JFK assassination site, jfkassassinationsolve.com. Chilling reversals. If you want to really know what happened with JFK, go and have a look at the jfkassassination.com site, and you'll hear a radio show I've done on it, and all the reversals, and see how that gets you going. Okay, all right. Let me see. What else have I got here? Look, here's an interesting one from NASA.
And for the record, I think it's interesting that if you look at some Mars pictures, you find Kermit the Frog and a couple smiley faces on Mars. So personally, I've never been convinced with this.
Isaac.
And this one says, these ships are on it, but nobody's getting answered. So there we go. All sorts of interesting reversals to look at in the whole world of reverse speech. Alright, let us move beyond. And here's a funny one on Biden talking about the troops.
You're the most capable warriors in the history of the world. There has never, 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 never been a fighting force as capable as you are.
And here he says, you chicken.
You're chicken.
You're chicken. You're chicken.
So who's chicken? Is the army chicken or is he chicken? Talking to the army, the reversals are a little bit unsure, aren't they, as to who the chicken person is. And here's another one on Biden.
And I presumptuously counted myself among them. All of a sudden found out when they had a talented daughter who was a good athlete, how ferociously supportive they became of Title IX. Not a joke.
And there he says, the lust that I handle.
The lust that I handle.
The lust that I handle.
Was he attracted to their daughter? And he's handling his lust? I don't know, but it's a nice funny reverse to look at, isn't it? So make of that one what you will. Here we have another reversal from business that shows some of the applications of business. Here's a guy talking about opening up. He's Australian, talking about opening up in America.
Yeah, in Australia, we're charging $1,500 for 3 days. Over there, it'd be $1,500 US for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So that is exciting for me.
Right.
I've got some contacts over there, and that's really where I'd like to go. And that's what I'd like to do.
Mm.
And I think photography will be the vehicle, but education is going to be the product.
And this one says, start off with it, it will be profit.
Start off with it.
Well, there you go. That gives you an insight into this guy's mind, and his business will indeed be a success. And so there you're looking at one of the many, many, many applications of reverse speech. Essentially, anything that is hidden inside the unconscious mind, or any section of speech that is recorded, you can find out information. You can tap into the unconscious. You can find out the truth or lies. You can tap into the collective unconscious. Here's a reverse that explains the implications of reverse speech.
What other metaphor would be the optimum metaphor that we could put out into the world that would attract people's interest and enthusiasm and would attract the right kind of people to the process and to the our mission and to the work that we do.
This one says, we deal with revolution. Good night, folks. I enjoyed being on the show. Bye-bye.